Another outbreak of bird flu at a turkey farm, a bigger farm, this time in County Meath near Kells, after the first outbreak of one in County Carlow, the first in over 2 years here. The highly contagious virus, which typically kills birds in about 3 days, had already been found in over 40 wild birds here, had closed Fota Wildlife Park, and from next Monday will require all chicken, duck and turkey farmers to keep their birds indoors, a poultry lockdown, at a very busy time for these farmers. Robert Fitzsimmons is one of them. He owns East Ferry Farm near Middleton in County Cork, with around 3,000 turkeys. Robert, good morning.
Morning, Gavin, and good morning to all your listeners. How are you?
And how are your turkeys this morning?
They're good, thanks. They've been locked in since before the outbreak in Fota. There's minimal traffic in Oakton, even before they changed the biosecurity. I suppose, look, farmers were doing everything they possibly could not to get contaminated or contaminate humans, contaminate their flock.
So you're already keeping them indoors, yes?
Yes, it had been before the announcement in Fota. I'd say my local vets had rang me to say that there was birds taken to the lab in Fota. So we sought to know 3 or 4 days before that there was trouble in the area.
And do they mind?
No, they're fine. They're playing on bales of straw and they've lots of room. Welfare comes first. We've lots of room for the turkeys. Even in the days before they go, they have lots of room. They have a month or 5 weeks to go, so they're only 3/4 grown.
I understand that other turkey farmers, other chicken farmers, don't have enough space to house all their birds. Are you hearing that?
Not really, no. I don't believe that. We're highly regulated, and square meters per bird and all that is, you know, welfare, as I said, farmers. There's only 600 farmers getting up this morning or after getting up this morning left in the poultry industry in Ireland. And first of all, their livestock comes first.
So you know it's about, you know it's around Cork. What are you looking out for?
So look, it is here. It's, as I said in a couple of weeks ago on live radio, it's in the wild. There's nothing going to stop it. You know, there's dead birds in the vicinity of where we live. I'm in the flight path of the migratory birds. And there's nothing we can do, only change our clothing. No, not leave anybody in route. The turkeys disinfect our boots going in and out. We're able to turn on the augers for feed on the door so we don't literally have to go drawing bags in and out or anything like that. So we're doing our best.
What will you do if your birds get the flu?
Well, listen, it'll be devastation to the business. The two farmers that have got it already, I know one of the cases in Kells personally, their friends work, we do business with him a long, long time. It's tough for these people to lose the livestock.
You sound worried, Robert.
I am.
The Irish Independent is reporting this morning that Christmas turkeys might have to be slaughtered earlier and so they could be smaller. What do you think?
Look, each case in different parts of the country could be different. Here, as soon as we get them to the weight that we deserve, we're going to try and go. But it's not that simple to change because the age of the birds, you know, we're set up to do this with years and years. And it's difficult just to change because something comes and throws a span on the works.
Is there going to be
We normally process our birds on the second week of December, and we've been doing that, and we know the breeds and everything for years. So we would like to get that time to get them fat and get the flavour and all these, you know, farming methods we use.
But you might have to go earlier, yes?
Yes, we may have to go earlier this year.
And do you think there could be a shortage this Christmas?
If this gets worse, it could be very, very serious. If this gets in even outside of turkeys, we're all hell-bent on turkeys because that's where it's stuck up its ugly head right now. But if this gets into like a broiler breeder, it could be very serious for the food chain.
It's a tough old business, Robert. Do you fancy staying in it much longer?
Sure, look, it's in our DNA. My great-grandmother had oil-fired incubators for turkeys. So giving up is not that easy.
Well, listen, Robert, thanks very much for speaking to us. Let's hope they stay flu-free and there's a good Christmas for all of us. Robert Fitzsimmons, a farmer in East Ferry Farm near Middleton in County Cork, 8:30. Brian Jennings with the latest news.